Psycho Daisies in this century, but Psycho Daisies, Santa Claus is coming down again from the, oh no, not another Midnight Christmas Mess again, 1986 on Midnight Records. Anyway, coming up in the second hour, in the next 60 minutes, will be this week's song that everybody knows. Tearjerker, bonus tearjerker. And these ones are really, you better get the Kleenex out. Hope you bought an extra box, an extra box this week. Anyway, I'll mangle another PSA, you know, why not? I think I was a little too clean in that last one. But anyway, he's on the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one if you must cling. Someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find without your sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let.
The fat man sat on the busy street corner, his white beard and red suit in rhyme. His ho-ho brought joy to the children, for again it was Christmas time. His belly would shake as he merrily laughed, spreading his Christmas joy. "I'm Santa, come sit on my knee," he'd say to each little girl and boy. But standing apart from the merry crowd stood a lad about 7 years old. With no coat to cover his bony frame, he was shaky and weak from the cold. He had no shoes to warm his feet. He looked hungry, just skin and bone. But with a look of peace on his humble little face, he just stood there all alone. When Santa saw the boy, a sympathy grew, and he said, "Come here, lad, come here to me." He covered the trembling frame with his robe as he placed the child on his knee. The boy looked up into Santa's eyes with worship for the bearded man, and he said, "My name's Billy, and I love you, sir. Why, you're the grandest in all the land." "And I didn't mean to be no trouble, Santa," he went on, trying hard to smile, "but I heard you laughing and I saw the kids, and I thought I'd just watch for a while. But I won't bother you with wanting nothing, sir, 'cause I already know I've been bad." Santa looked down at the poor little ragged boy, and he said, "Son, where's your mother and dad?" "Well, my daddy lives in prison, Santa. That's what mama says anyhow. They say he shot mama's boyfriend. He's been there a long time now. And me and mama, we live with Mr. Brown now. Mom works at the bar every day. Mr. Brown just drinks beer and cusses a lot whenever I get in his way. So I've been gone about 4 days now, Santa. I've been sleeping in cars that I find. And I know that makes me a bad boy, but you sure have been treating me kind. I've been praying for you since I've been big enough, Santa, every Christmas Eve night. And then the next day, the kids have all the toys, and I know that you made it all right. And I'm so glad to see them so happy as I go walking along. But my stocking is always empty, and that's how I know I done wrong. Mr. Brown told me all about it. He says I just ain't no good. And I know he's right, 'cause you never came, sir. And I know if I wasn't bad, then you would. It's okay, son, Santa muttered. Such faith he had not seen in a while. Though a tear was straining to fill his eyes, he looked down at the lad with a smile. Just tell Santa what you'd like, son, anything you might have in mind. I didn't know where you lived before, Billy, but I promise I won't miss you next time. Little Billy's face quickly grew brighter. Such luck he would never have guessed. After thinking a while, he finally said, "Well, sir, I might just have one request. Have you ever been to heaven, Santa? Why, I bet you know God as good as you are. Could I just ride up to Jesus' house, sir, if it's not too awful far? He might just let me live there a while. Daddy says he likes little boys. And I wouldn't take up too much room, sir. I'd just sit in the back with the toys. And I promise not to be bad, Santa, and I could help God do his chores. And he might even let me see Daddy, and I wouldn't be hungry no more." "I'm so tired and sleepy now, Santa," said the child as he looked toward the skies. With a sigh, he relaxed against Santa's chest and peacefully closed his eyes. Santa quickly felt for the little boy's pulse. "Someone please get a doctor," he said. But when the ambulance took little Billy away, everyone knew he was dead. The children had grown more silent as they listened to the little boy. They were no longer happy and laughing. His story had stolen their joy. They looked to Santa for comfort. He fought for the right words to say. He said, "Now kids, don't be sad for Billy, 'cause he just went to heaven today. He wanted to go and live with God, so now everything's all right. Let thoughts of Billy make your hearts be kind, and I'll see you all Christmas Eve night. Merry Christmas, everybody."
It's 7:15 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Bonus tearjerker from Red Sovine, the great narrator. The walking tearjerker is what he is. Red Sovine from 1978 on Star Day, Billy's Christmas Wish. I ain't gonna lie. This was one of the single best Christmas gifts I ever got. Christmas with Red Sovine, the reissue, 2011 on Gusto Records. Before that, this week's tearjerker is only multi-award winning author Darlene Lacy could possibly introduce it. The Everly Brothers with Let It Be Me, 1959 on Cadence Records. This week's song that everybody knows, Shantae's with Pipeline. Rare is the time where I have an instrumental as this week's song that everybody knows, but popped up in the shuffle. I said, okay. And then fished it out and played it for you tonight. Pipeline, 1963 on Dot. And we kicked it off with a band called The Truth and Who's Wrong. Track released originally on Pi in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation Ready, Steady, Stop. Doing a mod, Volume 4, came out in 2002 on Castle Music in the UK. Anyway, got something a little more upbeat coming up for you. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
A hippopotamus for Christmas. A hippopotamus is all I want. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes, see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. A hippopotamus is all I want. Pop says a hippo will eat me up and then. Teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, the kind I saw last summer in the zoo. We've got room for him in our garage. We feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo. Oh, hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No kangaroos or duck or platypuses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Peanuts, you love peanuts. We love peanuts, peanut, peanut, peanuts. Peanuts, 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 peanuts. I love peanuts, you love peanuts. We love peanuts, 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 peanuts. Peanuts, 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 peanuts. Peanuts, peanuts, peanuts.
Peanut. I'm so excited about the brand new Alex 2.0. Alex, play me something superior and great.
Yes, that's a no-brainer. I can do that. Let me go through my files. Let's see. Okay, here you go.
In your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby.
Wait a second. This isn't any better than the old Desperate Hours.
But...
You know, come on, Alex 2.0. You're supposed to be smart. You're supposed to be sophisticated. You're supposed to be the future of tomorrow.
I am.
Well, then play something that rocks.
All right, here you go.
It's 7:27 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Remember, take care of yourselves this holiday season. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this second set of the second hour. Past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch. Just heard Nicholas Karras from the soundtrack of the original motion picture soundtrack of Date Bait. And that's been making the rounds on the Something Weird channel on YouTube. I recommend it. Actually, it's a pretty good movie. 2019 on Modern Harmonic. Name of the track was called Fast Latin Drum Rhythms. For that, you heard the Fabulous Tempos and Nuts Sunday, a track originally released on Salem in 1963. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the Las Vegas Grind Part 2, the CD version. Came out on Strip. For that, Little Joe and the Thrillers, Little Joe Cook, my neighbor in Central Square for, 13 years I was there. Little Joe Cook and the Thrillers and Peanuts. Track originally released on the OK label in 1957. I got off the compilation, The Golden Age of American Rock and Roll, Volume 4, 1994, and Ace in the UK. And we kicked it off with the Three Stooges from the Three Stooges Sing Happy Yuletide Song, 7-inch EP. Came out in 1959 on Golden Records, and I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Nothing else will do. Anyway, I want to get back into it. He's out of Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
This is Payload Peggy.
This is Air Brake Adonis. Keep your nose between the ditches and smoke you out of your britches.
It's nothing but green lights, white lines, and Alex to keep you warm and jacked up.
On the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex Pierre.
Play some music, hurry, please.
Come on, some rock and roll, anything. FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Walking down the sidewalk, I can't even make a simple small talk. Baby, don't you know that I love you so? Please, girl, let me have a chance to let you know. Another day that's just for me to be. I said stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me. Come walking down the avenue. The girl, I said, hey, what's new? But she didn't even see me standing there. She was a busy with her own affair. Come, baby, there's something you should see. I said, stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me, girl. Baby, say you look so fine. Sure would like to make your mind all mine. But you're too busy with some other jack who lives on the other side of the track. Sugar time, babe, I say this can't be. I said stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me, please. Gonna come to your house right away. Gonna steal your heart right away. And if that cat's at your house, I'm gonna give it a personal vow. And from that day on, I won't have to say stop and take a look at me.
Who was on the phone, dear? It wasn't that Francis girl, was it?
No, it was a very nice fellow. His firm wants to write music to my poem and turn it into a popular song.
You never wrote a poem.
Well, I told him that. He offered to write the poem, too.
Sometimes I too feel holiday blue, but my latte is sweet with good things to eat, like peppermint, 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 peppermint. Nobody knows just how my life goes with good things like these, but if you please try peppermint, peppermint. I love my peppermint stick, 'cause my peppermint, wow, what a treat to eat. Among juicy assortments, sweet glazed cherries, jellies and things I have for tasty but plain, delicious peppermint cane, peppermint cane. I'm free and alive, oh, most of the time. I'm feeling fine, and time after time you'll hear me sing peppermint, peppermint. I love my peppermint stick.
cause my peppermint, whoa, what a treat to eat. There are other things too, a lot of things new. Peppermint, peppermint, bag fulls of candies, blue, red, and green. But number one on the world scene is peppermint, peppermint. I love my peppermint stick, cause my peppermint, wow, what a treat to eat. Peppermint.
It's 7:44 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, 43 Eastern Time. Sorry about that. He's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show as we hurtle down the home stretch. Back me up for the last time, Eddie Dunstetter with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, in a medley with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from Alto Lounge, Christmas Cocktails, Volume 2. Originally released in 1965 on Capitol. Just heard Christmas Treat, Peppermint by the Sisterhood. I got that off the American song poem Christmas. Daddy, is Santa really 6'4"? Came out on Bar None Records in 2003. Originally released on MSR in 1974. For that, Mr. Lucky and the Gamblers. Take a Look at Me, a track originally released on Dot, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid 60s, Volume 7, 1984, and AIP. For that, a track, an instrumental track I play quite a bit on, a number of times on the Desperate Hours. The Busters were Bust Out, 1963, on Ireland of Philadelphia. For that, Joyce Street on the compilation Christmas Dreamers. Yuletide Country, 1960-72, came out in 2021 on Numor Group, What I Really Want for Christmas. The original release was on the Rena label in 1969. And we kicked it off with Simon and Garfunkel on the Parsley Sage Rosemary and Thyme LP. CD reissue came out in 2001 on Columbia Legacy, originally released on Columbia, 1966. And their treatment of Silent Night. Anyway, start off with it's a Christmas tune, and it just veers off into something else. But I got another 14 minutes and a whole lot of music to stuff in there, so let's get on with it. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. Hey, I could tell your future, it will come to pass. I could do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I could tell when a woman's got a loving man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. So sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal the sick, raise the dead, make the little girl just talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one they call the seventh son.
And now for something completely different.
I do.
Got what you wanted, Tiger. How does it taste?
At 7:56 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Let me tell you how to play to close out the show. You just heard Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, and You Don't Know Me, from the Game of Love LP, 1965 on Fontana. Well, Leslie Gore, and You Don't Own Me. Bonus this week's song that everybody knows, and I'm way off the track on this one. 1963 on Mercury, finally a kind of a tribute-ish to Quincy Jones, who produced virtually all of her hit records. Leslie Gore's hit records. Before that, you heard Bobby Troup and Seventh Son, his version of Seventh Son, 1960 on the Doré label. I got off the compilation Make Mine Mondo, 2018 on Ace in the UK. And we kicked it off with the Nutty Squirrels and Nutty Noel, 1960 on Columbia. Anyway, next week is going to be actually almost all Christmas music, the more I think about it as I program it. So it'll be an interesting show. A lot of stuff that you find on a lot of stuff that you find in your grandmother's or grandparents' record collection. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
Tonight, Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. I'm here. I'll wear a sin and
supposed.